The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I see, think I homeless, but need a doctor cause I homesick, but thank the Lord I get a home. I come in no tell my grammy break join, yeah. Tell the DJ play some rain straight. From the island I ain't from those days. Buy one ticket and I on my way. I come in.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. We started the show with the song Home by an artist who goes by the name Ghetto Pickney Sauce, right? Something about a song that leaves you asking questions, and that song leaves me with who takes care for Bahamians who are returned to the country? How do we ensure integrated or reintegrated seamlessly? Because if they are Bahamians, they have a right to be here. I love in that song. I listened to a couple other songs by Ghetto Pickney Sauce, but I can't play them on the radio. Ghetto Pickney Sauce has some very, very thought-provoking tracks, though. Not someone to sleep on. Unintended. We got lots to talk about today, including the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio. And follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter, August 12th. Drawing takes place on August 14th. Another message for you brought by the Nassau Cruiseport, calling all football fans. Join us at Nassau Cruiseport for the FIFA World Cup Final on Sunday, July 19th. Gates open at 1 p.m. with kickoff at 3 p.m. Cheer on your favorite team while enjoying the match on the big screen. Visit Nassau Cruiseport on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn for more information. We've got lots to talk about this morning. In fact, I had on deck the Ghanaian teacher negotiation and the national heroes list for this morning. But the first text of the day is, Miss Green, thank God for generators. Carmichael Road in the Western New Providence has been off since after 9 last night and still off now at 10 a.m. When I did my final check of my cell phone and various media sites before coming into the show, my pages were littered with complaints. Reasonable, calculated complaints about a lack of electricity, about a lack of clarity, about an inability to make contact with humans, for timelines, for restoration, so that people could prepare their lives without electricity. For me, I was fortunate to not have lost power for that much time. I think we were only down for maybe two and a half, three hours. But for others, they've been down for what's well over 12 hours. coming up on 24 hours for some people. Here's what happened to me yesterday. We did not have a complete loss of telecommunication services. However, they became intermittent and spotty. But I have a bigger problem. See, here's what my problem is. I have both I have two of the three telecommunications providers. None of their equipment came with the power banks that some customers say they receive when their equipment is installed. We ain't getting none, nothing, nada, right? And if I did get one with my Flow installation, it lasted for about 15 seconds, right? So here's what the problem is. If I lose power and the power company did not give me the power bank that they say comes with the service, then I lose access to my landline. And if I lose access to my landline, then I have to rely on minutes to call the BPL call center. Why isn't the BPL call center number toll-free? Why isn't it toll-free? If we understand that a significant portion of telecommunication service users lose access to their landline when the power goes off, why isn't the BPL call center number toll-free? Right? So when I call with the little bit of minutes I found in my house, and the office said there are 8 callers in front of you, I hang up that call right away. I just don't have the minutes. But I was lucky because numerous people indicated that they've been calling that number all day and they don't even get an automated message. The line never picks up. The line never picks up. So BPL is definitely one of the stories on PAF, but you have a means of communication. Call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Island listeners, you don't know when your power could be on or off. 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. Text line powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. See, this leads me to another set of questions. I'm looking at today's Tribune headline. Minister unsure why Flamingo Air not suspended sooner. I feel this headline resonates with me because I am also unsure why this minister has not been made to resign yet. And if not before, immediately after a statement that was uttered that could be represented in this way. See, you don't have quotation marks on it. It doesn't have quotation marks on it. So I know that the minister may not have actually said these words, but we're going to go into the article. Energy, Utilities, and Aviation Minister JoBeth Colby-Davis yesterday said she could not explain why Flamingo Air's air operator certificate was not suspended sooner, despite the airline's history of at least 14 publicly documented accidents and safety incidents over the past 2 decades, saying she would have to seek further information from the Civil Aviation Authority of the Bahamas, full stop. I am flabbergasted. That's like when your mommy put the piece of cheesecake in the kitchen and she say, nobody touch my cheesecake. And then when she come back in the kitchen, I can't believe somebody in this house touched my cheesecake. I am flabbergasted. Not that it is something that the minister could say, that she would say it out loud. Why would you say that out loud? And then not automatically submit your resignation. See, that's logic. You're the minister responsible for aviation, and then you get up and say, you could not explain why their air operator certificate was not suspended sooner, despite the airline's history of at least 14 publicly documented accidents. Mind you, those are not quotations. We're going to get to the quotations right now. Quote, I am not certain. As the minister responsible, I was advised by Civil Aviation Authority of the Bahamas after they made the determination. So I'll have to get further information from CAB, that's Civil Aviation Authority of the Bahamas, close quotes. Mrs. Kobe Davis said when asked why the suspension came only after Friday's crash that killed the pilot and 9 passengers near San Andres Airport. The minister also declined to comment on whether regulators had done enough to oversee Flamingo Air, referring those questions to Civil Aviation Authority Bahamas, while saying the regulator is conducting a comprehensive review of its own processes following the tragedy. Mrs. Kobe Davis said CAB had already conducted a post-mortem review and would continue assessing the country's aviation oversight framework before providing her with a detailed briefing. I want to read that again because I'm flabbergasted. Let's find that sentence again. Mrs. Kobe Davis said CAB had already conducted a post-mortem review and would continue assessing the country's aviation oversight framework before providing. I don't like that at all. I don't think it makes any sense. See, you've already done the post-mortem review. Give her a detailed briefing. And then when you finished with assessing the country's aviation oversight framework, then give her a briefing on that. They're two separate things. They are two separate things. Quote, they are the regulators. They have been leading in the sector and they have a good relationship with ICAO, that's the International Civil Aviation Authority body. And so this is going to require a full assessment of where they are, but I'll allow them to complete some of the internal workings, provide me more comprehensive update, and then I'd be able to say more, close quotes. Just resign. Just resign. See, because here's a question I have for today, since the question I had yesterday is great for many people, right? Now that there is a standalone Ministry of Transport, why is the energy-heavy portfolio that Kobe Davis is responsible for, why didn't you divest that Ministry of Aviation and Utilities to give the minister more time to focus on energy? See, I suspected that one of the issues that we've had over the last administration that has led to this complete and utter devolution of road traffic and road traffic safety and police traffic enforcement, that was partially because you burdened a minister with two extremely heavy ministries, both energy and transport. But now the transport is in a standalone ministry. Why y'all don't give the minister a break? Because she seems to be having difficulty managing these two extremely important portfolios. See, people would say, accidents has happened, you know. Accidents cannot happen. It cannot be an accident when you have a minister responsible saying, quote, I am not certain. As the minister responsible, I was advised by CAB after they made the determination, so I'll have to get further information from CAB. Let's go to the text line. Morning, Aaron. Kobe Davis should shut her mouth. Why did she answer the question on Gardner plane crash? Is she for real? Is she for real? Here's another text. Nothing surprises. Bacardi Road has been off since 9:58 p.m. last night, to be exact. I feel so sorry for my neighbors without generators, but light bills sky high and twice as high when half the month you off. See, that's the next thing. See, this is what, like when I was talking about it for like 2.5 decades, my peers would look at me and say, Bill, you know, you don't have a real job. You don't, you know, you ain't really living. You're just complaining about things that really have nothing to do with you. There's nothing wrong with the cost of electricity. There's nothing wrong with it. You just don't have no money. So what people want to know is, if my power has been off for like half of the time, that off has only been on 50% of the time, right, compared to the previous month, why is my bill this month twice as high as last month's bill? Right? If I paid $300 last month and my power was on, let's be generous, say 75% of the time, and my bill was $300, and this month my power's been only on for 25% of the time, 30% of the time, but my bill this month is $700, right? $600. That's what the people want to know. If the power's not on and it's obviously not on, why are the bills the same or higher? Y'all still doing that estimated readings? As a text, nothing surprises us with Colby Davis anymore, apart from her nonchalant behavior. Still don't want to give answers about the general election plane crash, so this, we, the Bahamian people, don't expect better. That's her progress from bad to worse. Here's another text. Davis had not been so rude and dismissive and looked into how Eric Gardner's plane was in... So essentially what the text is saying is that the minister's response to questions about an investigation into the status of the plane that Eric Gardner was on when it crash landed, right? They're saying if the minister had not been so dismissive about the questions asked, could Friday's crash have been avoided? Text, the minister was also flabbergasted with the BPL island-wide blackout days ago. So what does she know? Or is it because Parliament is suspended? She surely wasn't busy passing laws. Another text, Aaron, nothing seems to be making any sense with this PLP government. Yes, Colby Davis should resign immediately. See, y'all be looking, not y'all, not the text at all, right? Some people think that there must be some grand scandal to cause a minister to resign. But in the Westminster system, the one that we operate under, you don't need no grand scandal to resign. All you got to do is get up and say some foolishness like, you know, I was not aware. I'm uncertain about matters in my ministry in the midst of one of the greatest tragedies that has ever occurred in the country in modern times. That's all. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green, Seattle Johnson.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Just let me first give my condolences to John, mm-hmm. One of the callers on the show. I understand that the person whose life was taken was his twin. That's an identical twin. I don't know mm-hmm. how I would deal with a natural death, not less than a natural one.
Mm-hmm.
So he has my sincere condolences. Let me thank the U.S. Embassy for bringing another bucket to the leaking roof. Maybe bring a supply of water for our leaking buckets and overfilled cups. And that's for the power to be generated and delivered into a system that's collapsed. I always want to remind people that I predicted by the end of 2025 or early 2026, we would have a catastrophic collapse of the grid. Not intentional, not wishful thinking, through observation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard about
And pattern recognition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about the Dunning, concept called Dunning-Kruger cabal?
Explain that.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is for people who are incapable, don't know they're incapable. Like people, they use the expression, they don't know, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So when they move into a cabal, that's when the least capable become the most confident
mm-hmm.
and take control of government.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens for me, my observation, I invite intelligent contradiction. A Dunning-Kruger cabal is what has emerged when ignorance gains authority arrogance replaces expertise, loyalty defeats competence, and failure protects itself through collective denial. That's where we are.
I got you.
But just let me say this, right?
Yeah.
Power, again.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the 21st century relies on power, our entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one thing that we have right. And the one thing they did not answer last Thursday was bringing a comprehensive solution for us. They didn't bring the gap analysis. They didn't bring the cost analysis. They didn't bring the time analysis. They didn't tell us where we nothing.
They wouldn't even tell us who owned the 60% that Island Grid Solutions once held. Who owns it now?
And that's where we... And I think they don't even know that they don't know because tables was put in front of them. And this is why they don't even know they should resign based on the Westminster system that they so violently support. They don't know. They don't know.
Absolutely. I see it most when I watch police officers run red lights and stop signs. Yeah? And then the look that they give you, looking at them, because you're mortified. See, because if you were raised in a right-thinking space, right, with right-thinking people, you would be mortified if you saw a police officer run a red light or a stop sign. Fall out. You'd fall out. And caller, I was coming to you right now. My apologies. My apologies, caller. I was coming to you right now. Let's get back to the text line. Morning, Aaron. Jobeth should be quiet. I use creative license there. Right. Aaron, why you all think your power bill will drop? You're paying for Grand Bahama bill reduction. I never said I thought my power bill would drop. I never thought that. I'm just saying. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Right. Something of concern that came to me. I was not in my house.
Is it electricity related?
That too, but it's important from what I see that came on social media. You know the bridge that joins Arawak to Coral World?
Yes.
Somebody showed that bridge, apparently civil engineers or somebody has not been keeping an eye on that. But that is about to collapse.
Maybe that's why Bahari used AI.
No, what I'm saying is a lot of jet skiers and things go under that bridge when they're going out to Paradise Island and stuff, and boats go through there. And they've been bringing that to the attention that might collapse right there in the water.
Thank you very much.
Secondly, I would like to thank your manager, Mr. Dwight Strawn, for taking time out to have a good talk with me yesterday. Thirdly, I would like to... My concern is, you know me, I love my Bahamian people, but it's strange that I have not heard from Papa in such a long time. I hope he's doing well, because as of late, we've been hearing a lot of our friends disappearing from us. I hope it's not health-related, because we are so used to hearing him say, this is Papa the blind one.
I got you.
Shout out, Papa, if you're all right, please call it to What It Is Talk to Us and let them know that Sparky loves you. And we know you as a PLP. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Absolutely. The question of the Coral World Bridge is very important. I just say that maybe that's why Bahari used the AI in the ad, because it was too dangerous to be on the actual bridge. On another note, right, just very quickly, Bahari was the only local fashion company, company in that space that was in London for the independence celebration. Bahari had a whole fashion show, right? And so I have plenty of questions. The question is, did Bahari pay for their own travel and accommodations? Did they solicit funding and sponsorship from private donors to be able to partake in the 53rd independence celebration in London? Why you didn't, do you all know all of the work that the Division of Culture is doing, and they put on fashion shows regularly? Why didn't you pair local fashion designers with local cloth makers like Bahama Handprint and Androsia, right? And we got a couple other people doing it. Why you didn't pair them for a call it a native collection? Let's get the Londoners excited. Call it a native collection. Why only Bahari? Is it because it was a last-minute idea and, you know, Bahari have collections? Like, Bahari had the capacity to pack up all their things and get there and do the vibe. Is that why Bahari only? I'm just asking. Anyway, I didn't even mean to ask that question. Somebody sparked it in my mind. Here's another text. Miss Green, the power just came on in Bacardi from last night. So go to the BPL Direct page. Did y'all know that BPL has a WhatsApp channel? It's called BPL Direct. Go there and see if there were any status updates. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. This is so sad that us Bahamians are settling for this so-called progress. I'm done. It's sickening. Good morning, Aaron. I'll take a bet that Kobe Davis has a top-notch generator at her home. That's why she's so nonchalant. They don't care about us poor Bahamians. Here's another text. The issue is not BPL, it's Bahamas grit. And why is into this venture that was breaking ground yesterday? You mean the LNG thing? It's always the elites that benefit from the goodness of this country. They're building generational wealth on our backs. Some people call it plantation model economics. Some people is me. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry I missed you. Caller, numbers to call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259-242-300-5720, toll free for Family Island listeners, and 422-GR96 is 422-4796. Headline, Minister unsure why Flamingo Air not suspended sooner. Nassau Guardian, questions over doomed plane. This one is a heavy one. I haven't been able to parse it the way, like, you know, really read through it and identify segments that I want to bring conversation yet. So we're going to walk through some more headlines. Nygaard found guilty of sexual assault. I wonder when the case was. Peter Nygaard, a former Canadian fashion mogul, was yesterday found guilty of sexual assault and forced confinement in Montreal. Oh, he was convicted in Montreal. So ain't no Bahamian case came up yet. Now, I have the article where the then COP says, well, we only had four complaints. Like, we only had four complaints over Nygaard. But I remember the Tribune article that indicated that this man had, I think, anywhere from a 7,200 to 7,700 named list, a database of names, right? I say four, seven, let's go in the middle, a 7,200 and 7,400 and call it 7,300. 7,300 minus four is still plenty. We could be investigating to see whether there are more complaints to be made. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry I missed you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm Carl Exuma.
Good morning, sir.
BTCN has been off for 2 weeks and we can't get no answer.
BTC Internet off for 2 weeks? What the children? Okay, I know business, commerce, I know these things are important, but what are the children doing with 2 weeks with no internet? Like, you could imagine if they was in a summer school program?
The tourist company, if the tourist company is getting fed up, we know.
Yeah.
They're hating the tourists, man.
Exuma.
Who is the minister for BTC?
Listen, the minister responsible for utilities is JoBeth Colby-Davis.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. This is why I asked. The people say I'd be in discussing asking the question, right? But this ministry seems to be overburdened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Is your BTC office open?
No.
Do you all have a BTC office on the island? Sir? Ah, boy. Ain't no thing. Thank you for calling from Exuma. That's our toll-free line. You could get through. 242-300-5720. Dear BTC, Exuma say they've been without internet for 2 weeks. 2 whole weeks. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Sorry I missed you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? We missed that call. All right. Let's go back to the text line. The minister, oh, yes. Night God need to learn to eat Cornish hen. You know, Night God had a very strict diet before he was detained by authorities. Some people would call it an Obey diet. Some people may call it a stem cell diet. But that was a special diet because now that he's not on it, the benefits of the diet are absolutely unavoidable, like noticeable. You can not see them, even though you don't see them. Yeah? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, I'm glad you're having a good morning. I guess the world is as well, then. I guess we could be in a good spot.
But
I don't think Miss Davis is going anywhere, you know, but she's probably the one that can be most trusted, you know, to follow the instructions.
Mm.
But you know, and you should know this because I've been studying this. You know, in England, they have a law that if you lie about your opponent in an election and you win your seat, because you lie, it cannot take your winning seat. Mm-hmm. Bet you know that's English law.
Listen, that's why they know it too. Bahamians know it too because we part of the Westminster system. That's why when you saw all of those political campaign ads, like they don't put, the party don't put their name on the ad, even though it is obvious where the ad come from. See, because I know the ads attacking Pintard.
Mm-hmm.
I know the ones that emanated from within the party versus the ones that emanate from without the party. You could tell. But they don't like to put their party brand on
the consequences to suffer, I mean, if they really label themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but how intelligent, do you know how long it took my cat to actually fall asleep on her back, exposing her belly? But we humans are so intelligent, we sleep on our back with our most vulnerable parts exposed and feel comfortable. So I guess we ain't going nowhere soon, Aaron.
Listen, plantation living becomes addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an oversimplification. And perhaps slightly disrespectful because you don't have any real choices in plantation living.
Right.
You just get what you get.
And you live with it.
And love it or die. That's it. That's what you can do. Love it or die.
I tell you, learn to hook up your alternator to your battery supply through an inverter. And you wouldn't have to depend too much on the panels, what may become obsolete soon.
Yeah, that's up, mate. The rate at which the technology becomes obsolete.
Anyway.
And how
nice
does...
listening to you.
Yes, sir.
Here?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. You know what our biggest problem is? Our biggest problem is this, is that the threat of BPL collapse is real, right? Because BPL is in a people who can afford to pay to buy generators and operate generators and alternate solar solutions opt out of BPL, they're not going to have sufficient revenue to keep the little carousel turning. It's just very, very interesting. Headline, strong defense spending at beaches and parks. It did not take long. It did not take long. Speaking of carousels and things that turn, on the other side of the break, strong defense spending at beaches and parks. Oh boy. Caller, it's not that I'm having a wonderful day. It's that the jokes just don't stop joking. Anyway, we are on the way to a break. Stay tuned. On the Clock, we'll be right back.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Headed to South Florida soon?
Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash thanks to brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your what? We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before. And you forge new path, fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland today.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and on the clock. Earlier in the show, I asked, right, like who ensures that those who are returned and those who return, some are returned and some return, who ensures the seamless assimilation, right, back into Bahamian culture and Bahamian life? Somebody has to be paying attention, right? Anyway, this headline, strong defense spending at beaches and parks after the first Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority came under fire for overspending. Executive Chairman of the authority, Jamal Strawn, yesterday called comments that the authority's funds were used unwisely inaccurate. Man, Strawn, what type of turn this is, man? You ain't even use your turn signal. Under the leadership of former executive, the authority spent $147.6 million between July 2021 and March 2026. Calls for accountability were sparked after the Nassau Guardian widely reported on the authority's spending, which significantly outpaced the fund's budget by the poor condition of nearly a dozen public parks. Parks were found to have broken playground equipment, However, Strawn yesterday dismissed concerns about reckless spending. Quote, I don't think that's accurate. That's not accurate at all. Close quotes. Strawn said he didn't laugh, at all. Close quotes. That's me laughing. Quote, all of the funds allocated to any authority go toward fulfilling the authority's mandates, authority's mandate, and that's what we intend to continue to. That's the most disappointing. I mean, that's even more disappointing than a minister saying, quote, I am not certain as the minister responsible. I was advised by CAB after they made the determination, and so I'll have to get further info. That's even more disappointing than that. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Listen, Aaron, the lights of and Lobster Avenue, Golden Gates, was awesome Sunday morning. And still awesome. Now, finally from Little Kim, what's going on.
Where's Lobster Avenue? And don't call her Little Kim. Don't call her Little Kim.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. You know, Shell on the corner of Blue Lou and Carmichael's, that corner right opposite there.
Oh.
They're fake food they be. The other's Lobster Avenue. All from Sunday morning.
Wow.
Still off now. Yeah, man. They need to plan what's going on. Pierre, you need to look at that, please.
Yeah.
Okay, all the meats are ready.
Hold on, what you mean? The power to the building is off too?
The power, yeah, to the corner.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Everything through the corner is affected by the power outage as well.
Yes.
That has
Sunday
the lights
morning.
Off. Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Wow.
Still off now.
Wow. Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Okay.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was satisfied with just listening to you, you know. Sometimes I'm very reluctant to talk. But depression here and there, death is all around me.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, despair, disillusion, right? But frustration. But the laugh's going to give me a good laugh. And the minister, our system has turned the Westminster into a sinister system, right? But what I'm saying is, I'm listening to your statements, right? But, you know, what hurts me is when I can visibly see something, and then you're giving me a counter-narrative as to what I'm seeing or you're displaying to me. And so, you know, I'm very disturbed. You know, I passed through by, you know, by my cousin's place, you know, where Pargate, and they had that famous shooting some time ago. And I saw the gas station is gone there. You didn't, right?
You see the fire?
Well, I didn't know it was a fire, but I'm saying is the park that's just west of Uriah Maxey, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you see how inglorious it is? The metal can kill children. And I was just looking at it. There's no trees. They could put some trees to entice the children to come over there and maybe study again and do some things. But the park is very small, but it's still inglorious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to myself, the fact that the park is very small and it's unkempt, it sends a message to me. So I don't know who he's talking to. Maybe I'm an imbecile. That's what I am. I'm an imbecile. Have a good day.
Yeah. See, my thing is this, right? Like, if you in a community near a school, and like y'all are the type of people that like to bust big joints and be rolling all over the place with joints hanging out your mouth and thing, like, because you don't care about whether you're being seen or not. Why you don't like keep that attitude then? But then like have a lawnmower, and then just make sure all of the spaces that the little children and the elderly use are always clean, are always safe, are always accessible and passable. You know? Like, I just don't get it. Oh, yeah. Also, like, joints are illegal, so remember that, too. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I missed you, caller. All right. Text line. Many toll-free lines in the Bahamas are only toll-free in name, but not on cost. Texter, I shall pass this on to the station management because I would hate to think that people are being sold toll-free lines that aren't actually toll-free. That wouldn't make any sense. We need a system whereby if the politician is not performing, they need to resign. I think Kobe Davis has to resign from the BPL minister post. To me, she cannot handle that position. Too many blackouts after she promised less blackouts after winning her seat. I remember people promising no blackouts. Good day, Aaron. These politicians are so dumb and clowny. They only look like a group of fifth graders who ate and competed in a Gussie Mae game, eating and drinking and packing their pockets with plenty money. I need to still know who is politician number one. Bahamian people are not illiterate nor invisible. I don't know if, I don't know if the Bahamian government knows who politician number one is. Politician number one may know who they are, but I don't know if the U.S. government passed that information on. As a text, well, child. Ooh. Morning when they go in to fix the two lights on Mackey Street, one by Bar 20 Corner was off from October last year. Have you all noticed that they're not going to fix it? Like, so it could be one of two things, right? It could be that the contract has not been paid and this is like a little protest, like go slow protest. We're not going to fix it until you pay us what you owe us. It could be that. It could be that. Or it could be that the powers that be feel that this is an appropriate traffic control, that the traffic, right, with the lights off. And, well, with the lights just flashing, like, not on properly. And my thing is, like, if you're in charge, why don't you just operate a light cycle that works? Right? See, y'all wondering why they don't pave up the roads, them? Because that's a policy decision. Because they'll slow down or you could break up your own car. Hmm? You know what I really want to talk about this morning? I wanted to talk about the Ghanaian teachers. But it's just a quick note before I go to the phone line. I don't think this is a matter, the opposition and the concerns raised is not a matter of xenophobia. And it's certainly not a matter of hating Bahamian children, as some people would like to suggest. I think it's simply a matter of why would you not complete negotiations with Bahamian unions, with Bahamian teacher unions, before you begin negotiations to hire 300 teachers. See, the fact that you have a shortage of 300 teachers is sufficient for anybody who's been in government for the last 10 years to go home. And like, y'all missing the big picture. Y'all are really missing the big picture. Do you know what it is to have a 300 teacher shortage? And then to turn around to the union and to suggest, to make statements, and to have political actors make statements that suggest that it's the union's consistent interference with the government's attempt to make things right that it's a part of the problem? Like, these pesky unions, if they would just stop advocating on behalf of their members, we could get some stuff done. You got to pay Bahamian teachers. You have to have a real conversation with Bahamians before you just turn around and decide as a matter of a policy decision that you're going to lower the quality of life in the Bahamas by forcing a reduction in salary, right? Like, you want a reversal of the salary hierarchy. You can't just do it like this. You're not talking about 20 teachers. You're not talking about 100, 300 teachers. See, I don't think it's a matter of the quality of education that will be provided by these teachers. That's not, the teachers' union is not fighting that. It's about whether you are prepared to continue to ignore Bahamians. And to continue to ignore, I mean, less than lethal weapons, fire resources, teacher resources. The list just goes on and on. What in God's name is happening with BPL? Who owns now the 60% that Island Grid Solution once held? Where's the investigative report on the Gardner plane crash? What? You can't just continue to ignore Bahamians. In your pursuit of what? What are you pursuing? Because the external gaze, y'all look like clowns. This morning, a police officer stopped me to say thank you for recognizing them. Right? And explained what, and they said thank you. And I have to recognize that as a real moment, because I could talk about the police force, but then I must also talk about the real interactions with individual police officers, right? It's just an extremely positive. It's somebody who's trying, who is giving their best to do their best, right? But at the same time, where's the commissioner of police? Is nobody going to tell us why police officers stop adhering to traffic controls? Them not enforcing it is one matter. That they don't follow them themselves is another matter entirely. And from the external gaze, y'all look like clowns. It's not me, it's y'all. So watch this. This discussion about the teachers is not about xenophobia. It's not about disrespecting or denigrating the value or the quality of education that Ghanaian teachers could provide. It's not about any of that. It's about a question of whether you will continue to, right? Continue to create illusions and smoke and mirrors to avoid real conversations with real people that you have an obligation to. You don't have an obligation to those Ghanaian nurses. Until you sign the contract, you have none. But you don't need to sign a contract with me to have an obligation to me. It's disrespectful. We still got teachers on block, with their desk on block. On block. It's disrespectful. See, these last 2 months have been the most fascinating. Because wondering who y'all voted for and what did you vote for? And is this what you expected on the other side of the vote? Anyway, I'm going to go find out what the cost of cut nail is. That's what I'm going to do. Also, tomorrow, please tune in. We're going to have a grief counselor joining us tomorrow. It's a very important conversation. And we're going to be talking National Honors List. Queen's College, class of 1992. Did you know Darius Onwalla, our head boy for that year, received the Companion Order of Distinction Medal this year, posthumously? You guys have a great day. I mean, don't mind that Piswell Forbes on the list. And Valentine Grimes on the list. You all remember when Piswell Forbes was on the convention floor? And he said, she free? And she wasn't free? Anyway, you guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Golden anniversary, Bahamas. Castle in the capital, Bahamas. Women is the gateway, Bahamas. 1492, Columbus landed. 1973, we were free. Jungle to a day free, Bahamas. They go to church on Sunday, Bahamas. Come solid on the weekend, Bahamas. And I dress, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.